Welcome to Talk Story, the longest running talk show on Maui. I'm Cindy Paulus. So happy to have a couple friends here in the studio today. It's one thing when you've been doing a show 28 years, you do a hana ho a few times. You get a chance to go, yeah, it's that time of year again. It's so good to see Deidre Teagarden. Aloha, Deidre.
Aloha, Cindy.
We're going to be talking to you about a wonderful event that's going to be happening at Nisei Veterans Memorial. It's actually the Nisei Veterans
Memorial Center.
Center.
Right, yeah. Down on Kahului Beach Road.
So we'll be talking to you about that. And I'm very happy to see, last year at this time, we had Allison write in. And thank you to come back. I'm so happy to see your face again here in studio, Allison. And welcome.
Thank you for having us again.
Coming up in the Saturday after next is a really wonderful event you're putting on with the Maui Association of Landscape Professionals. It's happening at the Maui Mall from 10 to 3, and it's the Maui Garden Expo. And you have, this thing has just taken off and blossomed. It's just, I mean, we're going to use all the puns in the world on the show.
That's what we do. Yeah, you know, in the past, it's actually been around for over 20 years. It was called the Lawn and Garden Fair, but it was always a smaller group. We've been trying to expand it and expand it every year, and so we decided to rename it this year to try and make it more encompassing of what we actually do around the island.
Well, you have, and you have all kinds of fun things with it. There's going to be talks going on. I love the fact that kids can come and make a little gift for their father by doing a potted plant, right?
Yeah, so we're going to have South Maui Gardens is actually sponsoring that table for us. So we're going to have a booth where the kids can come and they'll have plants available. So you'll be able to pick a pot and then put your own plants in and then make a card. And it's a great way for kids to come, and it is free while our supplies last. So make sure you come early for that.
Yeah, because what a nice gift. I mean, it's a plant will continue to grow, and it's just nice that it's coming as a gift, and it's free. I mean, you couldn't have better than that. We do want to thank the sponsors. It was made possible with the generous support of a few people you want to mention, right?
Yeah, so the Maui County Farm Bureau has always been a sponsor of ours, and they've always helped us out in the past. This year, our sponsors just for this event include South Maui Gardens, their plant nursery and garden center in Kihei. Pacific Pipe, which is a new company coming to the island. They've been on other islands, and if you see the big warehouse over on Ho'okele Street getting built, that's their new store they're opening soon here on Maui. And our last sponsor is Simplot, which is a garden supply and horticulture supply store over in Kahului, just off of Dairy Road.
Well, this is, you know, an interesting organization, too. I mean, people, let's just say it for a couple sentences, what the Maui Association of Landscape Professionals is about, because some people may not know about you.
So our organization, we have about 150 members, and so it goes anywhere from maybe the largest landscape company here all the way down to the one man who has his company. It's him and his tractor that go out and do their work. So we have anything and everything you could want to have in the horticulture industry. We have somebody who can do that for you. Part of our mission is to help educate all of our members and the public. So we do educational talks every other month. We just did one on pesticides and pesticide application. So, and we help with certifications for our members or anyone who can come and take these classes. Most of the classes are free and open to the public. We try to advertise them. And then other events, we have our website you can go to and find all these people's names. A lot of times the website is the only way these our members have for somebody to find their phone number. They don't have, they're not big enough to have their own website. Or if you're looking for a certified arborist, you can go to our website and find a list of certified arborists for your property.
And your website is malp.org. MALP.org. It's great to know about. And speaking of speakers, you're going to have speakers going on during the event on Saturday the 17th.
It's, you know, in an event like that, it's hard to capture somebody's attention for long periods of time. So I've told speakers, you know, if you come, you may or may not have a lot of people there, and they may be coming and going. Yeah. So we're going to have little quick talks, you know, 15, 20 minutes. We're going to try and keep it going from about 10 a.m. to 2. With the exception at 11 a.m., we're going to be presenting the Malama Ika Aina Award. We're working on finalizing the person who's going to be receiving that award. And that's an award sponsored by MALP and also the Maui Invasive Species Committee and the County of Maui.
Wow.
So that award's given to somebody who promotes the use of native plants or the reduction of invasive species, it has to be somebody who's involved in the horticulture industry on Maui.
I think it's wonderful, wonderful idea too. I mean, on top of that, we want to talk about a really great idea that I want to encourage people to participate in. It's called Artscapes, a living art exhibition. That you need to actually sign up for and get in by Friday the 16th. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, you know, it was created by Gary Morling about 7 years ago. And what his idea was is he wanted to have fun displays that you could come and create and have it in a small space. And people have come up with the most creative things, anything from a miniature landscape to a mosaic picture. We've had 1 year where there was an octopus created out of succulent plants, and it's fun to see different people's designs. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be simple. It can be basic. 1 year we had a bonsai display, and the bonsais themselves were the art.
Mm-hmm. And well, they are. They absolutely are.
Yeah. So, that's a fun program. And there's not a whole lot of participants, but it's still fun. We try to keep it going every year. It'd be fun to have it be full of everyone.
So if anyone's listening that likes doing interesting things with your plants, or if you have a bonsai, or maybe you want to make an eggplant into a statue, you know, or do something creative, you know, there's a lot you can do. You know, this is easy, and all you have to do is you can go to which website to get the form to download for that?
You can go to the malp.org website. You can go look on the information there. We can call me directly if you'd like. We can give out my phone number at the end. And then either way would work. So, and it's fun. There's no fee to enter. There are cash prizes from $100 to $300. And there's also a People's Choice Award at the end of the day where anybody from the public can come in. You pick your favorite display. You put the number in a basket, and we count them up at the end, and we give away a special award just for People's Choice Award.
You know, whenever I go to the Maui County – actually, it's the Maui Fair. It's not County Fair anymore. Whenever I go to the Maui Fair, it's one of the things I enjoy doing most is going back in the War Memorial area back there and looking at the usually it's a lot of flowers, a lot of orchids sometimes.
A lot of the orchid displays. Yeah,
it's always so beautiful, and it reminds me that landscaping is different in every part of the world. And you go to England, and the way they take care of the gardens is totally different than they would do in Italy versus the way they would do in the south versus the way we do here in Maui. It's a whole different kind of landscaping, and it's still an expression of what the world, you know, is, what people are and what the plants are from each area, you know. So I think this is really a great way for people to see what's going on with our expression and our relationship with our plants.
I really like coming and seeing them and just seeing how creative it is. And you wouldn't think that you could turn a piece of driftwood into this little piece of art for people to come and see. And it is amazing to see all the different types of displays or see what people are feeling when you see those landscapes. They are really truly mini landscape designs. So mm-hmm. If you think of it that way, if you have a garden, you are a designer in some way. You want what you have and you put in your garden, and that mm-hmm. that's what you like. And so you are a designer. So you can come and translate that into our artscapes.
Yeah, and I applauding the people who are landscape designers that are creative with their, you know, I mean, there is really a skill mm-hmm. to it, of making a beautiful area in the area you're given, you know?
Yeah. When you're a landscape designer, one of the keys is to be able to see the broad picture. And sometimes that's really hard to do. And I can guarantee you that from experience, that's one of the hardest things to do, and try to picture everything together and then picture what it's going to look like in a year or two.
Interesting
or 10.
Point, because it's not like something that's no, standard. It's always solid. It's always moving and changing. And you have to take care of it, so you have to make it practical enough to do that as well, right? So you do a lot of that yourself?
Most of what I do, I'll do small designs. I do bigger landscape maintenance at the job I have. So I'm a manager for a lot of our maintenance properties, and we have a plant nursery. A lot of the jobs that we use, we'll use architects because of the sizes of the properties. So
What areas do you work with? What hotels or?
I work at a lot of the resorts in Wailea and Kihei. So,
wow.
And then we have properties all over the island. We'll do some bigger houses that are being built, or we've planted, for example, the Residence Inn in Wailea. We did
so
the installation
bigger.
Of that. So yeah. If you can imagine that went from dirt to plant, that was us. We planted
That's
all of those plants.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
a lot of work. But so you're not doing bonsai.
I did not do bonsai. My son actually just got introduced to bonsai, and that was his request. My 12-year-old asked for bonsai plants from his grandparents for Christmas. So now he has two, and he's very concerned about his bonsai, and he doesn't want to do the wrong thing. So we're working on that, and we're going to go meet a bonsai grower so we can get tips for him.
And there are some here. I mean, in some areas, like in the world, you wouldn't even know if there's bonsai growers, but you have them here, right?
Yeah, one of them, they're selling small ones that are... at our event. They're actually, it's Aloha Botanicals, happens to be selling bonsai plants. He starts small ones to sell.
There is going to be some interesting things. You're going to have a prize. Pukalani Plant Company will be doing giveaway prize.
We always try to decorate the stage at the center stage at the Maui Mall somehow, just so it's not just a plain stage.
Because you're a landscape artist.
Yeah, you have to do something. So this year I decided to, because I don't have enough to do, I decided to put together a lanai garden. So it's going to be an edible lanai and ornamental lanai.
An edible?
Yeah, sure. You know, a lot of people here have lanai. So you have to, if you want to grow vegetables, you might as well make it on your lanai.
I love that.
So we're going to have mixed containers with different vegetables growing. They're not old enough that you're going to have to replant them soon. They're kind of in the middle stages of growing. And some of them are going to be ornamental. So we'll have a mix of those on this, just a small display on the stage. And what we're going to do is, as you go throughout the day, you can get what we call a passport. So you're going to go get that stamped at some different booths. And at the end of the day, we're going to draw, and you can win the whole thing.
I love that.
Yeah, and Pukalani Plant Company was generous enough to donate a lot of those plants to us.
I just love what's going on with this. It's really, I'm in my mind, it could have been done something so much less. Yeah. You could have gotten away with doing something a lot less, but you've really taken it and maximized what you can do with it and made it really exciting with a lot of giveaways, prizes, people involved, booths. And you are going to have plants people can buy as gifts for Father's Day?
Absolutely. There's going to be over 20 vendors that are going to have different items. So we're going to have one vendor, an irrigation store, is going to be giving away different things all day. So they're going to give away anything from like little hose sprayers to irrigation controllers. Different booths do different things. We're going to have an Ask the Experts table. Usually the Master Gardeners come. So if you have any plant questions, bring a sample of your problem and they will help you diagnose it.
You need to bring a certain amount, a cup or two of your soil.
If you want to do soil testing, we're doing free soil pH testing. So to start a good garden, you have to start with good soil. So bring 2 cups of soil and there will be somebody there who will be testing your soil for pH right there on the spot. And while you're waiting for that to be finished, we can go shopping and then come back and get your results.
And have questions answered.
Yeah, absolutely. So there'll be a lot going on. The Invasive Species Committee will have a booth there, and I'm sure they'll be talking about all of their issues they've been working on lately.
Yes, there's been a lot. I mean, I just have heard some stories about what's going over on the Big Island, that some of the Lehua trees have had an infestation.
I haven't heard that. I know there's the... rapid ohia death. I don't know if that's
The ohia death.
So they're working on apparently there's a new test they've come up with to figure out how to test. It's a rapid or a test that's a quick test for them for the plants. So that's not on Maui yet, so you have to remember how to not bring that with you back to Maui from Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're wonderful with what you do. Yeah. I just am really, really thrilled with how you've made this such a great event. Again, it's on the day before Father's Day, at Saturday, June 17th, 10 to 3 at the Maui Mall. But if you want to be involved in the artscapes, the different way of doing a landscape and creating your landscape into a piece of art, you should get that done by the day before. And you should contact... you wanted to give out your number if you wanted to.
Yeah, you can contact me anytime. So the other thing, too, is we're still looking and accepting vendors at any time.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's any garden vendors, if you have a garden artist or a plant vendor or anything, we're always looking for new people to be vendors. And then if you want to participate in Artscapes, either one, give me a call anytime. So my name's Allison, and my number is 808-268-6927.
We'll repeat that number because sometimes people are driving.
So it's 808-268-6927.
And you'll be down there with a lot of other wonderful people. It'll make A beautiful, beautiful way of celebrating on that Saturday, the 17th at the Maui Mall.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take over the center of the mall. So we'll be from Whole Foods all the way down to the movie theaters and down the side.
How cool. I think it's a wonderful thing. Thank you so much, Allison.
Thank you.